The following reports were not able to be published in the print edition of The Socialist. Reading and Reading, the NHS birthday celebrations had an added impetus as hospital security workers are on strike again from the 12th of July over low pay. Unite organized the march and rally with around 60 people taking part. There were many speakers, including the Labour MP and Labour councillors, correctly giving support to the strikers against low pay and outsourcing. Of course, they don't mention that they are responsible for the same problems in council services. But there were also other speakers, such as Adam Gilman from Youth Fight for Jobs, who put forward demands against all job cuts. He argued for real training and decent apprenticeship schemes for young people, with the right to a decent job at the end of training. Sarah Gilman, a community nurse, spoke about low pay and the horrendous conditions NHS workers have to work under, and said that unions need to take a fighting stance, and that we need a new mass workers' party. John Gilman, Sheffield. The Sheffield rally and demo was loud and energetic. Over 150 marched down Division Street with banners from Sheffield Save Our NHS, PCS, Sheffield Trades Council, GMB, Unison, RCN, NHS Workers Say No and the Socialist Party. The march was welcomed by football fans readying themselves for the England game, who were chanting NHS Forever. Another fan shouted, "The NHS is coming home." Holly Johnston, a ward sister and organizer of the rally, outlined the exhaustion and lack of staff on the wards. She detailed findings from a recent report on the lack of correct PPE and safety masks still within hospitals. Holly called for an urgent, restorative, 15% pay rise, improve safety to ensure the NHS and care workers are protected, and that staff shortages are dealt with by a recruitment plan based on a 15% pay rise. NHS workers and other supporters left the rally and demonstration with a smile, invigorated by the day and very hoarse from all the chanting, but determined to go back into the workplaces to build support and action for the NHS. Mick Suter, chair of SSO NHS 25 Socialist Party members, took part in the protest in Sheffield. After the speeches by various groups, all united for the NHS and socialist policies, the majority of the crowd wanted to march. The support for the NHS was incredible, both from those in attendance and from bystanders. There were drivers honking their horns with a show of thumbs up in support. Passing walkers clapped and cheered in support. Aisha Khan, Chesterfield. Over 100 people took part in Chesterfield to support a 15% pay rise for NHS workers, rather than the insulting 1% that is on offer. The speaker from Nurses United spoke about how shortages forced staff to reuse PPE, which would have added to the death rate for healthcare staff. The NHS saves our lives every day, not just during a pandemic. Medals and claps do not add a penny to the wages of healthcare workers who have lost up to 20% of their pay, or stop cutbacks in NHS funding. Elaine Evans, Exeter. Members of Devon Socialist Party supported the protest against the insulting 1% NHS pay offer in the centre of Exeter. Exeter Trades Union Council and Keep Our NHS Public were also present. Our campaign stall reflected a certain mood, in that we sold 15 papers and donations came in at £65. Those who stopped to sign our petition and donate reflect the disgust at the pay offer and support for our fighting socialist program. Seen Brogan, Carlisle. About 30 to 40 people took part in Saturday's protest rally in Carlisle city centre. Many had been mobilised by the campaigning that the Socialist Party had done in advance. Our stall had a steady stream of shoppers signing our petition and taking leaflets. 16 people bought a copy of The Socialist. A nurse from the Cumberland Infirmary addressed the crowd to explain the demands in our leaflet, which had been distributed among hospital workers. Another health worker spoke in favour of the call for a 15% pay rise, and a GMB health branch secretary from Bolton, here on holiday, thanked the public for their solidarity. Brent Kennedy, Worcester. Worcester Socialist Party were out in the city centre campaigning for a 15% pay rise for NHS staff. "We had lots of interest from the youth of Worcester who were championing what we are doing and supporting socialist ideas." Calvin Fowler,